Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Appleton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Appleton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Malevi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malevi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball four. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes bunts towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Watwood moves to second. One out. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watwood tags and moves to third. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Kerr moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr scores. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldman. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Goldman steals second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 0 in the game. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Malivi hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Malivi reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Faber moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malivi. Goldman moves to second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Appleton bunts towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldman moves to third. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Krause to Cecil. The throw back to home, and Goldman is out at the plate. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague strikes out. Krause drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Montague out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Malivi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hoddup reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoddup scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krause for a passed ball. Sewell moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Appleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoddup reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-4 in the game. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Hoddup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoddup is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hoddup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hoddup reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Malivi hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 3 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.